সন্ধ্যায় গভীর জানবান হেই ভাই সৌর নন্দন ধ্বজ ধন সঞ্জনায় সৌর নন্দন ধ্বজ ধন সঞ্জনায় জম্মুন চিহ হে ভাই যমুন ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়া ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়া So we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita, its first chapter, verse 37 38, okay. Yadyapi etam na pasyanti lobha bahatu cetasaha kulashaya kritam dosham Mitra dohe chapatakam Katam na geyam asma bi Papan asma nivartitum Kulashaya kritam dosham Rapasyaspir janardana Anyone want to try? Thank you. Any of the ladies want to try? Yadi, if, api, even, ati, I'm sorry, ate, they, na, do not, pasyanti, see, loba, by greed, upahata, overpowered, chetasa, their hearts, Kulashaya, in killing the family, Kritam, done, dosam, fault, Mitra Drohe, in quarreling with friends, Cha, also, Patakam, sinful reactions, Katam, why, Na, should not, gyayam, be known, asmabi, by us, papat, from sin, asmat, these, nivartitum, to cease, kulashaya, in the destruction of the dynasty, kritam, done, dosham, crime, papasya yabi, by those who can see, Janardana, O Krishna. O Janardana, will those these men, their hearts overtaken by greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarreling with friends, why should we, who can see the crime in destroying a family, engage in these acts of sin? Purport. A kshatriya is not supposed to refuse to battle or gamble when he is invited to do so by the rival party. Under such an obligation, Arjuna could not refuse to fight. But because he had been challenged by the party of Duryodhana, in this connection, Arjuna considered that the other party might be blind to the effects of such a challenge. Arjuna, however, could see the evil consequences and could not accept the challenge. Obligation is actually binding when the effect is good. When the effect is otherwise, then no one can be bound. Considering all these pros and cons, Arjuna decided not to fight. Om Gyan Timirandasya Ginajana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadatikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we have two principles to look at here. One is from the material point of view and from the spiritual point of view. From the material point of view, there are always dualities. This is good, this is not good. This is beneficial, this is not beneficial. And based on our own experiences and the intelligence we applied, we decide to act or not act, or to go ahead and perform our activities. But the result may come one way or the other, but that will only bind one more to material life. Material success is another form of attachment. Material success is another form of attachment because it keeps one bound up with the idea of good works. One becomes attached to good works, and then what happens? One stays on the material platform in a mode of goodness, or a combination of the mode of goodness and maybe some tinges of the lower modes of passion. But that only gets one another birth in this material world. Maybe in a better birth, but even if one achieves a better birth in the material world, janma mitya jara vyadi is still there, birth, death, disease, and old age. So these are the real problems, not material success or material failure. Because from the point of view of spiritual life, this material world is a binding place which keeps the conditioned souls locked up in various activities in order to try to enjoy this material world. Arjuna is somewhat in that consciousness. He's thinking, I'm not going to enjoy by taking this particular opportunity to fight. Although it's his duty, he can't see any benefit in it. So he's seeing personal benefit over duty. And therefore he's acting in a way that is self-interested. And then Krishna later on will enlighten him in what is the real understanding, that actually he says, what does he say? Asocham anvasocham stav pratyabadam shabasa say gatasumakutatsum cha mandina panditam samadarshanaha. That actually a pundit, he calls him a pundit, not a pundit, one who is not intelligent. Basically, Krishna calls him a fool. Why? Because although your reasonings sound very logical from a particular point of view, still they do not come up to the standard of what is the actual success in life. We might find that too. People can give good arguments for material success, and it sounds very logical and even very practical, even very inviting. But the result is always the same. One gets more and more attached to the material world. Spiritual life means to perform activities to detach ourselves from the material world, attach ourselves more to Krishna. And attaching one to Krishna begins by following the instructions of Krishna. So Krishna's waiting. He's patient. He's not cutting Arjuna off from speaking, and he's going to speak. He listens to all the arguments. And then he says, when you're done, are you ready to listen? No. And then he starts speaking what is the absolute truth. He says that actually, it's my plan. He says, all these men on the battlefield, what does he say? What is that verse? 2:12, the next chapter. He says, all these persons on the battlefield, or your relatives, friends, well-wishers, teachers, they're already killed by me. That is the actual understanding. And so he's already saying, you simply fight on my behalf. If you fight on my behalf, then you are following my instructions. So fighting on behalf of Krishna means to follow the instructions of Krishna, and following the instructions of Krishna is the success in spiritual life. But how do we follow the instructions of Krishna? We follow the instructions of Krishna's representative. By following the instructions of Krishna's representative, we are on the platform of success. Otherwise, whatever we do in this material world has either one of three results: good results, favorable results, unfavorable results, or a mixture of both. Something is favorable, something is unfavorable, And something has combinations of both these elements. These are the three results we can receive from all activities. But on the spiritual platform, all results are favorable. Why? Because they're connected with the soul's relationship with Krishna. The soul's relationship with Krishna is based on following the instructions of Krishna. So the instructions of Krishna are found in the instructions of Krishna's representative. Krishna makes his knowledge, his desires for the living entity's benefit, and we have to understand that he acts only for the benefit of the living entity, through the instructions or through the advice of the spiritual master. And when one takes shelter of the spiritual master, one overcomes all inauspiciousness. Even if the apparent results of one's activities had come by way of following the instructions of the spiritual master look unfavorable, still they are transcendental. Why? Because they are not part of the three modes of material nature. Of course, the spiritual master's instructions are always beneficial, but sometimes a devotee will see the results as different. I tried to do this service, but it didn't come out practically in the right way, or actually I became more and more, what we say, full of anxiety in trying to do the service. Well, this is all part of the process of purifying the heart. So purifying the heart means getting rid of those attachments to the results of our activities. Therefore, the whole Bhagavad Gita, at least in the very beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, is all about attachment, detachment. Attachment to Krishna, detachment from Maya. Attachment to the instructions of the spiritual master, detachment from our own ideas on what is best. If we continue to go along with what we think is the best idea in our life, we stay in the material world because that's what brought us to the material world. Come to the material world because we have our own ideas. So to get back, we have to take Krishna's ideas and make them the goal of our activities. So that's very easy. Arjuna, I mean, you'll see as this dialogue unfolds that Arjuna is praised for his compassion and for his feelings of soft-heartedness. Prabhupada gives credit to Arjuna and says he's very soft-hearted. He didn't want to cause harm to the opposite party. But Krishna told him, you're a fool. So sometimes people criticize the Bhagavad Gita and say that Krishna inspired a peaceful man to fight. But actually, what is real peace and what is real success is to follow the instructions of the Lord, which comes through the agency of the spiritual master. So generally, and we can say in the majority of cases, the instructions do not break the principles of ethics and morality, but in some cases, as we see here, in order to destroy evil, when all other forms of programs, or what we say, ideas were exhausted, there was nothing left to do to fight. Krishna went to Duryodhana and wanted to make peace on behalf of the Pandavas. He tried in different ways. He petitioned Duryodhana to, you know, give the Pandavas some land to rule. They're Kshatriyas. Even if you give them each a village, five villages, that would be sufficient. But Duryodhana was so greedy, and he was so avaricious in his desire to control everything, that he said, I won't even give them enough land to put on the head of a pin. So that Krishna tried to avoid every means to avoid war, but this was the last resort. Otherwise, irreligion would have pervaded the world, and great devotees like Arjuna wouldn't have been glorious in serving the Lord. So the Lord, using his devotee, actually brought about real religious principles. And so we see. So how does that relate to us? Now we have to follow carefully the instructions of the spiritual master. Yasya devi para bhaktir yata devi tata guru tasyaita pratite karta prakasananta mahatmanaha. This verse is from the Tvaitasvatara Upanishads, which says that one who has implicit faith, not faith, but that faith which is not broken under circumstances, in the words of the spiritual master and in the words of the Lord. Doesn't say just spiritual master or just Lord, it says both. One who has faith in both, then all the imports of all Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. In other words, you know all that you have, all knowledge at your disposal. That is the power of following implicitly or without deviations the instructions of the spiritual master. So therefore the success of the devotee is to make the instructions of the spiritual masters one's prime duty in life. To hear those instructions, to meditate on those instructions, and to carry out those instructions. When there's something unclear in relationship to the instructions, one should get clarity through the form of questions and answers like them. And that's why in the Bhagavad Gita it says that one of the most important principles in relationship with the spiritual master is pratipashyena pratipan. Pratipan means pravipashyena. Pravipashyena means to inquire. To inquire how to practice devotional service and inquire how to understand the knowledge which is being given. Because a lot of times we're given the knowledge, but the understanding may be less. So to get clarification, that is called paripasyena. Paripasyena means to ask questions and get clarity. That is a requirement, not an option. If you know everything, no problem. But none of us really come to that perfectional stage immediately. So the questions and answers which bring about the clarity lead to the point where a devotee becomes more and more adept in following the instructions of the spiritual master by their own intelligence. But that takes time to develop more and more. But still, it is customary, and maybe that word is not the best, but it is proper Vaishnava etiquette to ask questions and get clarity, and then that way the path of devotional service becomes easy and clear. When we try to figure it out, then the mind will use its own logic, reasoning, and we'll be motivated by what our own self-interest. When we're motivated by our own self-interest, then we interfere with our best interest. Our best interest may not be always motivated by our self-interest, our individual self-interest. So that's why the spiritual master is called Antaryami, or the external manifestation of God. As God resides in the heart as Supersoul, Antaryami, he manifests himself externally in the form of Supersoul, so we can inquire and make progress in devotional service and get clarity if there is some need. So Arjuna, he's representing us in our conditional state, and then at one point he realizes he's not getting anywhere. He comes to the point of saying, my God, you know, I'm trying to figure this out, but I'm becoming more confused. So at one point, and that is 2:7 in the next chapter, that famous verse, he says, and now I surrender to you. You guide me. I can't do it. So in the beginning, it's more like equals discussing, but then Arjuna realizes it's not getting anywhere. So I have to become the disciple. I have to inquire from the position of a disciple. And then when that happens, Krishna smiles. Krishna says, now you're ready to hear. And then he gradually teaches Arjuna the entire science of Bhagavad Gita, of spiritual practice through this Bhagavad Gita. Okay, so we have about 10 minutes plus. So we have to see, although Arjuna's logic seems very sound, it still is only material logic. Any questions or comments?
Thank you, Maharaj. Was you thinking about this something that you said in terms of following our own plans, and if we follow our own plans is basically setting ourselves for disappointment and suffering. I can't remember how exactly you said it, but more or less paraphrasing. There is Krishna's plan, there's my own plan.
Oh, yeah, well, this the devotees came up with a cliche. That's the cliche you're thinking of? If you want to make Krishna laugh, tell him your plans?
Yes.
That's it?
One thing is that two things came to my mind. One is that the spiritual, meaning we hear Krishna's plan to the spiritual master, provided we have the faith, and we put ourselves in a position like Arjuna.
Well, why would you take a spiritual master if you don't have faith? By accepting a spiritual master, you're accepting everything he's going to give you. That faith has to be there beforehand. Afterwards, you know, it's not a question of, you know, well, are you right or am I? It's, that doesn't enter in. You do before you accept the spiritual master. That is called the stage of testing. The disciple tests the spiritual master. The spiritual master tests the disciple. And Prabhupada calls that mutual testing, where the disciple sees, is this spiritual master qualified to become my spiritual master? And the spiritual master says, this person qualified to become a disciple. And that was inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through Sanatan Goswami, and he wrote that in Srila Hari Bhakti Vilas, where he instructed Srila Hari Bhakti Vilas to talk about the relationship between guru and disciple. And so that's, this mutual testing period is where the faith is developed or not developed. Once then you're ready for that's why on the spirit, on the initiation day we take vows. These vows are not promises, they're vows. Vows are different than promises. Promises you can break under circumstances, vows you cannot break under any circumstance. So therefore, take your time, explore who your spiritual master is, ask questions, and then when you're convinced, then you can take the next step. That's why Rupa Goswami says, the first step is aspiring, the second step is initiation. And to be, even before aspiring, there is the process of hearing, where one hears more and more, and by that hearing, they become convinced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when the hearing process becomes strong, then one aspires for a particular personality. And then one works under that guidance, and still there's the testing period. So it's a whole process, because it's not like buying a car or getting a house or finding a husband or wife. It's a life thing where you have to, it's the most important thing you can do. So it should be entered in with utmost seriousness according to the process. Process works, and it's based on faith. And many times your faith may be tested just to see the quality of your dedication to the process. We have to understand, we don't know anything. If we think we know something, then how can you learn? There's a music school in Vienna, Vienna, Austria, which only takes people, it's one of the high, when we say high class music school, they only take people who have no former music training. That way they can teach them. Otherwise they have to unteach them what they know, and that way, you know, it becomes a longer process. And sometimes when you get attached to doing something in a certain way, it's very hard to give it up. So we are attached, so but then for that attachment can gradually be redirected towards the instructions of the spiritual master. Mm-hmm. That's your success in life. If you're looking for success in bhakti, there's where you find it. Mm-hmm. And the next stage is to know the instructions of the spiritual master. Recently I had in a situation where someone transgressed the proper etiquette in performing something, and I could understand they didn't know the instructions. When I made them aware of that, they said, oh yes, I'm sorry, we didn't know. Yeah, because they don't read, or they don't go to classes and hear enough, or they don't inquire. So the instructions are there. Any other? So that faith is a process of development. This is like when you get married, you know, you want to have a child. So the whole process, bringing the child in and growing the child, is the faith in how best to do that. Follow that process, the child grows nicely. Yes.
Sometimes we see, I have some experience like that with my Guru Maharaj, that according to my attachments, you know, he gave some instructions, more or less, you know. I always remember Srila Prabhupada saying, you know, if I tell him not to do, then he will disobey the order and then make a more serious apparat. Mm-hmm. So the spiritual master have to accommodate my plan. Mm-hmm. In order to...
No, there's two kinds of disciples. One who are sincere and one who are not sincere. So in order to keep the not sincere connected, he gives them instructions where they can follow. Because he may give them something they can follow, and then a guru avagya. Guru avagya means disobeying the spiritual master, and that's a very serious offense. So in order to avoid that person from going down, he evaluates what level of instructions I can give to this person. So, but not, that is a very difficult process, because sometimes it's not always in line like that. You have to see, there are disciples who are completely surrendered, and there's those who are surrendered up to a certain point. If you give them something too much, so gradually, what do you do to the less surrendered disciples? You just give them what they can do, but you gradually help them become purified through the chanting of the holy name and through the association of devotees. And they, as they gradually make progress, then they can accept better and more higher instructions, better instructions. I mean, Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna to go to China and preach when China was, you know, completely communist China. How many persons could actually follow that instruction? Very few. But Prabhupada knew he could do it. So you have to think. How much am I surrendered? Like that. And it's all based on faith. Any other questions? No questions. Okay.
So my question is, Arjuna is a pure devotee and Lord Krishna is speaking to him. How can we relate in the same way that Arjuna related with Krishna? Like it just seems like I'm so neophyte. How can I relate to those instructions?
Your question is a little unclear to me.
Yes, it's hard for me to say it.
Well, you're not on the platform of Arjuna. That's one of the points you made. So, but you can always inquire where, from whatever platform you're on. You may not be able to. Prabhupada gave us the standard understanding. He said, I never asked many questions to my spiritual master, but one question I always asked, how can I serve you? He said, that was the question I always asked. How can I serve you? But we're afraid to ask that question. We're afraid we might get something that will become hard to accept. But if you can ask that question, that is the best question. Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj. You recently mentioned that devotee is like evaluated depending on the sincerity. There are devotees that are sincere and devotees that are not sincere. How do we measure that sincerity? How, in the degree of surrendering or in degree?
Yeah. When you're willing to do whatever is required. When you make the instructions of your spiritual master, your life and soul, then you're ready to hear whatever is being given. Yeah. It may be easy, it may be difficult. As Prabhupada said, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the understanding. Vyavyasaplika budhir ekeha kuranandana buhusaki yanatascha buddhiyo vyavasahinam. 241 in Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? That one who is on this path is resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, those whose intelligence is irresolute, it's many-branched. When we're irresolute, our minds are in different areas. It's not fixed on the instructions of the spiritual master. So developing resolute intelligence means to associate with and serve great souls. As we associate with and serve great souls, we develop that attachment for the process of bhakti. It comes by these two things. And then we're ready to accept whatever is given. Not only ready, we're eager. We want it. Shamsundar, Prabhupada, he said he would love to get instructions that were so difficult to get, because he thought, now I have a chance to do something wonderful for Prabhupada. Jai CC Kishore Kishore Ki Jai. So just continue to associate with and serve devotees, and gradually your faith will increase. Krishna helps you within the heart when he sees you're eager for that through your association and service. Okay. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.